T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So what's going on?
Oh, my God.
Who's Shambly?
Even people who don't watch golf are turning to the Golf Channel to see the
meltdown
that is about to happen upon the news that the PGA that has been saying this whole time, we're not taking blood money. That was money that funded 9/11. We don't want anything to do with that Saudi Arabian league. And the news today is they have merged, and the most famous voice and commentator of the PGA is Brandel Shambly.
I thought it was Jim Nantz.
No, Google Brandel Shambly right now. You know exactly who he is.
Brandel Shambly? I've never heard of him.
It is so bad.
I thought it was Fogarty or whatever that guy's name is.
He jumped to live, Sam.
Oh, well. He's coming back.
Faraday jumped to live.
So who's Shambly? What's his first name?
Just Google Brandel Shambly.
Brandel, okay.
And Twitter is on fire with comments about, even Brooks Koepka posted earlier today, welfare check on Shambly. Because he has been in a horrible back and forth with Phil Mickelson on Twitter about him selling out. And I'm telling you today, Shambly's probably out of a job. He is the most...
What do you mean he's out of a job?
He's the voice of all things golf. And now that they've merged, he will either quit or they will fire him. Right. Period.
So is this him right here?
I don't think this has anything to do with... They're not playing for money at the Ryder Cup, Brandel. They're playing for their country. He's an American.
Things got awkward between Brad Faxon and Brandel Shambly after Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester.
They're playing for their country. They're not playing for their tour. They're just playing for their country. There's certainly a sense that the Europeans are playing for their tour. I think you're right. You make a reasonable point. They're not playing for their tour. They're just playing for their country.
Well, they're playing golf.
Awkward.
We stand off here. No.
Really awkward.
Well, we'll see how it all comes out in the wash.
Who would have thought that golf would be so controversial?
Oh, it's salacious today. It is salacious.
Man. So if you're just joining us, the PGA and LIV, L-I-V.
The PGA has sold out.
They sold their soul to the devil.
And everyone is waiting on Tiger Woods to make a comment, who's stuck with the PGA. Everyone is waiting on...
He could have gone to LIV for $500 million.
$500 million and said no. Now, it's easier to say no when you already have $500 million.
Let's be clear. We didn't get a real number from the Tiger Woods offer. We were told it was anywhere from $500 million
to
$1 billion.
That's right. You're right, Sam.
From Twitter, I don't normally watch the Golf Channel, but I need to see Brandel Shambly's meltdown. It's coming. I honestly wonder if they'll just take him off the air today.
So Brandel Shambly is pro PGA.
Very.
Anti-LIV.
Very outspoken anti-LIV.
Okay.
Grab popcorn.
Who knew?
Want to be a billionaire? Sell your soul to the Saudis.
I mean, they literally did sell their soul. They sold their soul. Does this affect them?
I think the fans are dumbstruck. I think the players are furious.
Where are the fans going to go? Where are the players going to go?
A friend of mine who follows all of this back boardroom stuff much more closely than I do says it shows you that losing so many of those players to the LIV hurt way more than the PGA wanted to admit.
So they lost Phil Mickelson.
Yep.
Major star. Aging, but major star.
Yep.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Chambeau, yes.
Chambeau, whatever. Who cares?
Yep.
I like DeChambeau. It's
I know he keeps saying it. They lost Brooks Koepka.
Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson. Cam Smith, the one with the mullet.
I'm telling you, this was LIV's plan from day one.
But shouldn't
buy
there
them
be
out and then sell out?
Shouldn't there be smarter people at the head of the PGA to not let them dangle that carrot? And the whole time, remember, the PGA was saying, why would we get in bed with someone that funded 9/11? They invoked, here's the problem the PGA has. Their commissioner invoked 9/11, brought 9/11 into the conversation.
Until money came in.
Until today? 9/11 mattered all the way up until today, and now it doesn't?
Well, but the exact way the PGA is structured is that these are independent golfers competing to play in your events, right? They can't say to every single one of these golfers, don't take that $200 million. And then LIV is going to be like, we'll make it 300.
But it's one thing to say, don't do it. It's one thing to say we don't agree with this. We don't agree with this country or what they stand for or the murders and the beheadings. It's another thing to say because of 9/11, we're not going to do this.
Oh, they didn't step in it.
And now they've done it. You can't take that back.
So you have to think that paid the PGA to merge.
What other reason would there be to do this? This is a public relations disaster.
So why would LIV, if they have Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson,
and Brooks a handful Koepka, of others,
why would they merge? They have the biggest names in golf.
They don't. They don't have the biggest names. They have a handful of some big names.
Now they have them all.
Well, who won here?
Listen to the statement from the commissioner, the same commissioner that invoked 9/11 a couple of months ago when talking about why players should not jump. Same guy.
Okay.
After 2 years of disruption and distraction, this is a historic day for the game that we all know and love. This transformational partnership recognizes the immeasurable strength of the PGA Tour's history, legacy, and model, and combines it with the DP World Tour and LIV, including a team golf concept to create an organization that benefits everyone, the golf players, commercial and charitable partners, and fans. Going forward, fans can be confident that we will collectively deliver on the promise we have always made to promote competition in the sport that we all love.
That is horribly benign.
Horribly written. You can't come out and say that a sport in the United States that represents all countries, but really the United States, will not do this because of 9/11, which, by the way, multiple hundreds and hundreds and thousands of families from all over the world were impacted in the attacks on the Trade Center, not just the United States. Sure. You cannot invoke 9/11 and then turn right around and go, well, now this is what we feel like is best because of the disruption and the distraction? What?
So here's what I don't understand. I'm not a golfer. I watch golf on the weekends occasionally. What is in it for the PGA?
I can't figure it out.
Why would they merge?
Someone who might know that, please tell us what is in it except money. Because it can't be that you're worried about losing Phil. How many years does Phil have left in him?
Phil Mickelson is 53
years old.
Before
he's on the senior tour and you don't hear from him much anymore. Anyway, this cannot be because a handful of players jumped. No way.
Somebody keep an eye on the PGA commissioner and see if he starts taking a lot of PJ flights over to Dubai to stay in the penthouse.
PJ private jet.
We all know.
Okay.
As part of the agreement, the sides agreed to mutually end all pending litigation.
Maybe he'll take his EDC on the PGA.
He doesn't need that. They're going to provide it for him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Listen to this. A new board of directors will oversee and direct all of the entity's golf-related commercial operations. Greg Norman is out.
Who wins?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
So why?
I don't know.
Why would the PGA agree to this merger?
I don't know.
Money talks.
Here's what I know. The players are furious.
And they should be.
And if you're just now joining us, they found out on Twitter. So think about this. Forget about golf. What if this happened in the NFL or the NHL or Major League Baseball, where the entire time there had to have been some very private meeting way, way, way in a very fancy boardroom where Greg Norman did not even know this was happening?
No, I'm telling you, the Saudi investors called up the PGA to a tarmac in the middle of Saudi Arabia and said,
"We got a pallet full of $100.
That's right.
And let's have a truce."
In fact, actually, if my buddy here would open that garage door, we probably have 50 more pallets behind that one if you say yes.
They are calling this a momentous day. Again, I will remind you, the families of 9/11 victims are outraged.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We normally steer clear of politics and sports.
Specifically golf, because I get it. You love soccer. I love golf. It's not for everybody.
But this is
this is transcends, way bigger.
This transcends golf. This is an American institution, the PGA, selling out, literally selling out to the Saudi Arabian government.
It's on the front page above the fold of every newspaper you can imagine. Reuters just posted blindsided tour players demand answers over merger with LIV Golf. They didn't even tell their own talent.
Players who could have gone to LIV Golf for $150 million signing.
How smart are you looking right now if you're Dustin Johnson that you took the money? Because in the end,
within a year, you're back in the PGA.
Everyone is back together anyway.
Text line is saying they're going to lose all of their sponsorships. They don't care.
They don't need to care.
They don't need money. They make money outside of the golf world.
But if you are, you know, and I know some of the sponsors are hoity-toity, but if you are Rolex or you are Mercedes or any of that, are they going to advertise? That's a great question from the text line.
Does it matter when you've got a pallet of $100 bills
right
over there?
I think for some companies it does matter.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. This is bigger than golf. Keep that in mind. But there has been a massive announcement today in the world of golf. The PGA and LIV, L-I-V, the Saudi Arabian golf tournament, have merged.
15 of the 19 hijackers involved in 9/11 were from Saudi Arabia.
From Reuters, the world of golf was left stunned today as the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, that's the European Tour, and rival Saudi-backed LIV Circuit, who have been involved in a bitter fight that has split the sport, announced a shock agreement to merge and form one unified commercial entity today.
People in Congress are talking about this, quoting here from U.S. Senator Chris Murphy out of Connecticut. "So weird, PGA officials were in my office months ago talking about how the Saudis' human rights crimes should disqualify them from having a stake in a major American sport." He says, "I guess maybe their concerns weren't really about human rights."
No. Money talks.
The hypocrisy is shocking.
Let's go to Aaron on line one. What up, man?
Hey. So I got a couple of scenarios here that I think probably happened. Four or five of your top golfers may have been wined and dined. And, you know, maybe the Saudis got them to agree to sign up with them, you know, for whatever price tag that they wanted to name. And so now PGA, you know, they probably went to the PGA and said, "Hey, we got all your good guys now. Now what are you going to do? Join us or die." And then, or your guys that didn't sign up, you know, now they kind of can hold the bag. If you got 15 good golfers, your top-ranked golfers that the LIV doesn't have yet, you know, they can just say, "Well, we're not going to play until you pay us." You know, their agents are going to be working some kind of a deal.
Do you remember, though, the players were threatened that if you jump, you will never play in this league again? And then here's this sentence from Reuters. "Ricky Fowler, Will Zalatoris, and Hideki Matsuyama were all reported to have been offered over $100 million to jump to LIV until the commissioner pleaded with them to stick with the PGA. All three of those athletes turned it down. $100 million they turned down. And now that same commissioner is calling this a momentous day.
So does the PGA owe them $100
million? Yes, I would argue they do.
Do they owe...
The players were threatened.
Do they owe Tiger Woods $1 billion?
How mad?
Tiger Woods...
How mad would you be?
Tiger Woods was offered between $500 million and $1 billion to go to live. $1 billion. Not that he needs the money. To go to live. Does the PGA owe Tiger Woods $1 billion? Because he could have taken the billion.
Yeah.
And then reapplied for his membership in the PGA today.
Yep.
Because that's exactly what they're doing. Bryson DeChambeau, whatever his name is, who cares? Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson.
All took the money.
That's right. And they're all reapplying for PGA membership today. And guess what? They're going to be granted it. Nick in Shawnee. Nick, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show.
Thank you, man. It's yours.
Yeah, kind of what Aaron was saying there. I'm thinking just LIV has so much money where PGA is just like, well, we're either going to lose everybody to LIV or we're going to have to join them because we're going to lose all of our golfers to LIV. So we're just going to have to do this. Another point is the USFL thing you guys were talking about with NFL is that'd be like if USFL had all the money and the NFL was kind of slowly fading and all the players were going to USFL, USFL would probably have done the same thing with NFL. Well, we got all the money, so we got Patrick Mahomes over here. We got Travis Kelce. So you're either going to join us or we're just going to take over.
Mm-hmm. And I would remind you, obviously, the USFL and the XFL, both now in existence, are certainly not a threat to the NFL. But I would remind you, in 1984, 83, the USFL was a legitimate threat to the NFL. They had players like Jim Kelly, Herschel Walker.
Was it really legitimate?
For about a year, yes. For about a year, 1983 would be the year that I would pinpoint. The USFL was a legitimate threat to the NFL. They were paying. The problem with the USFL in 1983 was they were paying players like Herschel Walker and Jim Kelly money that they could never recoup. They could never make that kind of money back. And so Jim Kelly, Herschel Walker, others, trying to think of some other names, they'll come to me in a minute, had all gone to the USFL instead of the NFL. But the problem was, like the Soviet Union, the USFL collapsed under its own weight. And Jim Kelly and Herschel Walker and the others all ended up going to the NFL. From the text line, I don't care anything about golf. It's not my thing. But I am boiling mad. What a betrayal and sneaky, low-down, dirty thing to do. Please tell me there is going to be some sort of negative consequences for the scummy PGA.
I don't see it.
Now, I have a couple of questions here. What if the fans do a true boycott? I mean, we've been hearing a lot about boycotts lately.
Okay.
On TV, there's not a single fan in the stands. How does that look?
They're not going to do it.
I don't think they're going to do it.
But what if let's invoke a name that everybody knows and loves. What about Jim Nantz?
What about him? He's paid by CBS. He's not paid by the PGA.
But you want your name associated with this, I guess. And now there's no other choice.
$10 million a year.
Right. Not that Nantz needs the money, and I think he's half retired anyway. But do you think the advertisers will come back, you know, in 6 months after everyone's done worried about the shiny object?
People don't tune into the PGA for Jim Nantz.
I'm just saying there are so many players involved beyond just players. And the advertisers are a huge one. The commentators are a huge one. What happens to all of those people?
But you only need advertisers if you need to make money.
They have, and Sam's right.
You're saying it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
LIV must, and I'm with Sam on this, LIV must have opened up a garage with pallets filled with $100 bills.
Especially for Greg, whatever his last name is, Norman, to not know about this.
They didn't even tell Greg Norman.
He's the CEO.
The face and the CEO of LIV did not know about
this. That means you've got Saudi oil investors who invited over the PGA commissioner and said, hey, if you don't tell anybody.
The commissioner is apparently saying all of this will begin in 2024.
Okay. Somebody says, what happened? The PGA and LIV have merged. The godforsaken, terrorist-endorsed, 9/11 connected LIV tournament in Saudi Arabia has merged with the PGA as of this afternoon.
The New York Times is offering live updates on this.
Look at CNN. Bob Costas is on right now talking about this. This is huge, and it's bigger than the world of golf. You have to keep that in mind.
I'd love to know what Costas has to say about this. We'll bring you that when we get back.
The PGA has completely sold out. 913-586-7798.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're going to see this over the next couple of days, and we see it right now on CNN. They are interviewing a 9/11 widow on the merger between the PGA and LIV Golf that was shockingly announced earlier this afternoon. It came out of nowhere. But the PGA, which has sued and has long been opposed, for lack of a better word, to what they're doing over in Saudi Arabia with LIV Golf, taking away names like Bryson DeChambeau, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka. The PGA today has merged with LIV Golf. Out of nowhere, this came. Don in Leavenworth. Don, hello.
Hey. So I think there's the merger here is, you know, everybody's hyped up about 9/11. I'm not a veteran. I get it. But the reality is, we support Saudi Arabia every single day when we fill our tanks.
Fair point.
Every single day. We do it. I'm doing it now. You know, we're filling our tanks. We're driving down the road. every American supports Saudi Arabia every single day when they fill their cars. So to use that as an excuse or to enrage what they're doing now, they're just, you know, stirring the American fruit, you know, the American spirit, which is good. But at the same time, we choose to use it when we want to use it. So Liv, the leadership has said we've come to a financial agreement. We feel that, you know, we can grow the sport of golf, which it could, you know, if they do a team approach. Imagine different teams similar to the NFL or another major league team. What keyed this off is when the commissioner used 9/11 as a crutch, or 9/11 as a reason to not join Liv. If he just said right now it's not a financial or a good business model for us, we wouldn't be having this discussion and the arguments wouldn't be happening. We wouldn't be stirring everybody up, you know, but the PGA had an obligation to inform its athletes about what they were doing. But I think in the end, we support Saudi Arabia, unfortunately, every day when we have to buy oil from them, and they control us. They raise the prices when they want to, and we still go to the pumps and fill it. And we're kind of, you know, we're kind of dependent on them, even though they're, you know, they can be, there was so many terrorists connected to that country, but we still use them for the things we need them for. But I think in the end, in a couple of years, if you see team golf and you see a different style to re-energize the sport, since Tiger's no longer in it as much as he was, the golf is kind of losing its audience and need to re-energize it. And maybe they, you know, they took a risk here, but, you know, we'll see how it goes out.
Don, it's a great call. Listen to this from Don Rappaport.
Selective outrage.
Jay Monahan said, the commissioner, these negotiations took about 7 weeks. It was him and two other PGA Tour board members in the room, zero players. I'm told that no one, he writes, on the Liv side, no one had any idea of this deal either, and they've still not received any communication from leadership still. This was truly succession-level negotiation. Just a few dudes in a room reshaping a sport.
Okay, quit acting like you're cool. You're not.
You just said.
A couple of cool dudes in a room. Just shut up.
He's just saying it's only a couple of people who decided this.
Yeah. Why not just say what it really is? We sold out. We sold our soul to the devil. Because that's what they did. The PGA had the upper hand. You still had the best players. Liv, yes, they had Bryson DeChambeau and Phil Mickelson, who's 53 years old, I might remind everybody. You didn't get Tiger. You didn't get Rory McIlroy. And by the way, every comment out of my mouth is coming from a non-golf watcher.
But you can understand how furious the Ricky Fowlers of the world are.
Oh, sure.
That you begged us to stay. You threatened us if we left.
And we gave up hundreds of millions of dollars.
And then here, and now all of a sudden, we're going to be in bed with the exact same guys anyway.
And here comes Phil Mickelson rejoining the PGA with $400 million in his pocket that he didn't have 2 years ago.
Here's another statement from the 9/11 families.
This is going to be huge.
Our entire 9/11 community has been betrayed by Commissioner Monahan and the PGA, as it appears their concern for our loved ones was merely window dressing in their quest for money.
Is he out of a job within a week?
He was the one that made the decision. Is he going to fire himself?
No, board can fire him.
I mean, assuming that there was probably some other money being pushed on the side of the table, it'd probably be all right.
Mark in Overland Park, you get the last word. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, similar to the previous caller, this will blow over in a few days. It'll come back up again in a few days. The U.S. does a lot of business with Saudi Arabia. Nobody's ever said you can't fly there, you can't come back. Boeing just sold 150 airplanes to Saudi Arabia. Nobody's talking about a big boycott. Ricky Fowler is not owed any money. He made a decision, and, you know, now in hindsight, maybe he made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
That's it. It's going to blow over.
Mark, sadly, I don't know that I disagree with him. I think America's attention span is so fleeting.
Yes, it is. I would remind you that Major League Baseball went on strike in 1994.
Oh, people said, oh, stop watching.
I'm out.
Never
to
watch baseball again.
I'll never watch baseball for as long as I live. Now, don't judge the attendance at a Royals game, but watch any other Major League Baseball game. The stands are filled.
We were going to boycott the NFL a few years ago.
Why?
I don't know. There were calls for it. Oh. It didn't happen.
I mean, America is classic for the, I'm done. I'm out. I'm going to boycott that.
From Twitter, today is one of the worst days in American sports history. The tour sold out to the brutal dictatorship of Saudi Arabia.
I would remind everybody that it was the crowned prince of Saudi Arabia who just 5 years ago ordered the killing of an American journalist. He was Jamal Khashoggi. He was not only beheaded, but he was dismembered. And nothing ever came of the crowned prince of Saudi Arabia ordering a hit and the murder of an American journalist.
When we come back, we're going to try to join our partners over at KMBC. We are following some breaking news locally. Police are in an armed standoff in downtown Kansas City. I just got some information on this from Jay. If you're down there, you know. But once again, breaking news, police in an armed standoff downtown. And we're going to try to get with our partners over at Channel 9 and see the latest. This looks to be somewhere in the area of 14th and Broadway.
Oh, that's right downtown.
With an Operation 100 now underway, unconfirmed reports of some shots being fired near that area at 14th and Broadway. But again, police are addressing Channel 9 and the rest of the media that's down there now. We will try to join that as soon as we return.
Right. She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Stevie. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want. Just go to KMBZ.com. Story here from NBC News. You'll need the map on the wall, Dana. A grassroots movement to redraw Oregon's border is gaining traction after voters in 11 rural counties approved measures that would start the process of seceding from Oregon and joining nearby Idaho.
The greater West Idaho.
That's right. In Oregon's Wallowa County, 8 votes separated those who support the Greater Idaho Movement from those who oppose it, according to the county clerk. Tuesday, today, is the deadline to resubmit ballots that either did not have signatures or had signatures that did not match county records. Quoting here from Wallowa resident Garrett Mahan, our way of life here is based on agriculture, timber. It is resource-based economy, and it feels like that side over there, read that the west coast of Oregon, treats us like their playground. It is the second time that voters in the small county of Wallowa have weighed in on the issue. They struck down the idea of joining Idaho in 2020 by 46 votes. This year, 8 votes in favor of joining Idaho.
Idaho looking better and better every week.
Wow.
You can't just redraw a state's boundaries because 8 dudes in a room say so.
No, 8 more dudes than the other dudes.
Okay.
This is also 11 counties. That was one county.
Dan is going to have more on this at the top of the news, but we do need to mention that the standoff is continuing in downtown Kansas City. This thing started late this afternoon in the 100 block of West 14th Street. Spokesperson says it started as a disturbance of some sort between a tenant and an apartment manager. Jay Edwards just let me know there's officers down there. There's an ambulance standing by. SWAT is down there. This is right by Kansas City Power and Light. Will you look that up, Sam? What is 100? I hate it when they do that. The 100 block of West 14th Street. That's got to be 14th and one block off of Main, doesn't it?
That is correct.
Yeah, that would be one block west of Main.
What's down there?
Well, the Kauffman Center is right there.
So 100 West 14th Street,
yep,
roughly. Stand by. That is 3 blocks west of T-Mobile Center, so two blocks west of Power and Light. It's on the corner. The Drum Room is there.
That's not one of the. So that's not one of the one lights.
Oh, so the President Hotel would be right there.
This the Hilton Hotel.
Officers are trying to de-escalate. Of course, there's no one else at the apartment complex.
Huh.
And a crisis intervention team has been called in. So avoid the area if you can. Dan will have more at the top of the news.
Easiest way to get evicted is to get into a standoff with your landlord. They don't like that. It's really weird.
Well, something tells me that that was already the process.
You think?
Yeah.
2,000 families are suing social media companies over their kids' mental health. Story here from CBS News. When whistleblower Frances Haugen pulled back the curtain on Facebook in the fall of 2021, thousands of pages of internal documents showed troubling signs that the social media giant knew that its platforms could be negatively impacting youth and were doing very little to change it. With around 21 million American adolescents on social media, parents took note. Now, some of those families are suing. CBS reports, since we first reported this story last December, the number of families pursuing lawsuits has grown to more than 2,000. More than 350 lawsuits are expected to move forward this year against TikTok, Snapchat, YouTube, and Meta, the parent company of Instagram and Facebook. Tonight, you will hear from some of the families suing social media. We want to warn you that some of the content in this story is alarming, blah, 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 blah. Huh.
I don't doubt that it is alarming.
Well, here's a novel idea. Make your kids get off social media. Be a parent.
Okay. It's so much easier to say that than it is to do that, by the way. Take away their phone. Okay. There are 1,000 other ways they can be on social media. School. They can be on social media on some of their...
Listen, I'm not defending
Facebook.
Between
doing schoolwork.
I'm not defending Facebook. I go on Facebook to post pictures of me at Shinedown concerts. I mean, I couldn't care less about Facebook. But at some point, you have to be a parent. You have to tell your kid, hey, your mental health is being affected. Maybe we get off the Facebook. Maybe we get off the Snapchat.
It's also not 5 minutes at their friend's house that they're on Facebook. It's the fact that they're sitting on their cell phones in their bed
right
until
in front of
3
you.
In the morning.
That's exactly right.
Doom scrolling.
Yes.
They probably don't even know it's doom scrolling yet.
Take the damned phone away from your kid if being on the phone is affecting their mental health. Parenting is hard. Don't make it harder.
I know Dan is going to have an update at the top of the news, but this is apparently in the Power and Light building at 14th in Baltimore, FYI. And the email from police says, do not respond to that location. It is not safe.
It's once in again, the Power and Light building?
100 block of 14th Street. You need to avoid that area right now. As there is a heavy police presence, right? Oh. As you know, everyone's getting off work.
Good times. Good times. All right, quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum's got that coming up in about 2 minutes. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. He's a reverend. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.